As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Rolling?
Most of the time.
Are we rolling.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, Hump Day, Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. Our special guest today is V Hale. We always love it when V is on the show.
Good morning.
V Hale, anything to report? Did you find love yet? Are you living with some dude now? What's going on?
No, but you know what sucks? Because you know I somewhat enjoy being dead inside and not really having feelings.
Uh-oh, you have feelings? What's going
no,
on?
Not for like anyone. I'm just PMSing.
Oh.
And so I'm like watching.
Luckily you're alone, so don't take it out on yourself.
Oh God, please. My mom always said, she's like, we're going to have to find you a special man because your PMS is like unbearable. And I'm like, dude, because sometimes you have emotional months and then other times, wait, we're secret show, right?
Yep.
I have to.
Yeah.
Yep. And then other times it's full, it's cunt mode, right? And I'm.
Cunt mode.
Anyways.
Oh, I thought she was like, sometimes I have emotional months and sometimes I'm fine. But no, it goes worse.
It's emotional, then it goes down from there to C mode.
And this month I'm both. So I'm like,
you're in a
and then I'm watching
this crying.
Yes.
Yelling at everybody. Your cunt's very snappy.
My pussy is shedding tears. It is out of control in the Hale household.
Yeah.
No, so I'm just like feeling extra lonely. Like I'm seeing like couples on TV. No, it's so annoying because I know I'm not
that. I think I can hear your pussy crying.
It's like a whimper. Yes, that's it.
It's a whimper.
Please put something
I need to cross
in.
My legs.
Just go get a cucumber. Anything. I just need something to
cucumber.
Fill spaces in me.
Oh no, I did that yesterday.
You cried yesterday?
Wait, you put a cucumber
I got
in
off
your
yesterday.
Oh, you did. No, you put a dildo in yourself.
Yes, I masturbated with vegetables and fruits. It was quite the.
You gotta be careful. Wash them. Maybe put a condom on them. I don't know what you're.
Have you ever had
I do that to
a
just
cucumber
it's
in
real.
Your twat?
No.
Yeah, have you ever had a carrot in your twat?
No.
Have you ever had a bottle? Oh, yeah, you have had
the
bottle. Yeah,
you never used any vegetables?
The tip of the wine bottle. Can we be clear? Because now it sounds like I have a gaping hole for a vagina.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
Just some large bottle went in.
Why is being so mean to me? I'm not just little.
Are you doing her vagina impression?
I'm just going to be playing the role of her pussy.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, and then you got to get angry once in there.
I'm super mad. Why does nobody ever stick anything in me?
Fuck you! And fuck you!
Somebody get over here with a big giant cock!
No, I'm lonely for emotion. It's sad. Anyways.
All right.
I'll get over it by tomorrow, probably.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back to obviously the fucking ray of sunshine I am.
Mm. Right.
A delight indeed.
Nice.
Yes. You are a delight.
Am I? Find that everything depends about on who this. You ask.
I guess it does. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, I don't have to date you. You seem tough. You seem like you would actually be a hard person to date because you are very like, when things are going fine, you're fine. You're ready to have some fun. But man, anytime anybody steps out of line, you're like, and that's, you know, not just funny? Your pussy talking.
No, that's not the whimpering vagina. I'm actually pretty chill with dating, and I think that's been a lot of years of
yeah. But are you? Do you think you're kind of cut and dry? Like, well, that guy. Okay, maybe I'm not going to snap at him, but he's out. Like, that was not.
You know what I thought? I thought you posted one time something that I went, oh, that she does know herself, and she knows what it would take. She was saying, it said something like, when you're giving somebody shit and instead of them tripping out, they come back harder.
When you reply with sarcasm and they reply back with like even more, basically, instead cruelty. Of being sensitive. Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, there it is. Like, there's a person out there that will get you and understand you're just effing around and they don't have to be injured by every goddamn thing you say.
It does suck because I think we talked about this before. Like, I get you're aggressive all of the time. And it's like, it's aggressive. Like, look, I know what I want. Like, I'm going to go in for it. I have a sassy attitude. And so it's going to take a certain human being that gets that and knows that I'm not being abrasive. That's literally my personality. And with texting these days, it gets lost in translation, right? Like,
sometimes,
I may say something, and if it were to, like, you guys, you'd be like, oh, V.
Because we
but
know
to
you.
A guy right. I might be getting to know, he'd be like, what the fuck?
Hell.
Right? So, yeah, what the hell? So, yeah,
I totally agree, though, that I mentioned this before. When Christina and I first started dating, the texting seemed to flow, and there weren't any of those... Wait, what did you just say? We didn't have any of those miscues or just an inability to connect. It was all cool and it was just flowing and there was no, she didn't get tripped up by anything. And I thought, oh, this might actually
be
a thing.
The keeper.
I better take her on a road trip and find out.
Yeah.
If I can ruin it there.
That didn't cancel it either.
No,
weird.
I was going to say traveling is when you know. I think couples should travel early on and then you can save yourself possibly
they
years.
They did too. I mean, I think you took her on a work trip to Tahoe like 2 or 3 weeks into
Do you remember
her.
That trip?
Oh,
I
wow.
Certainly do.
Even so, work? That's a bit.
It was a work thing. Well, I was like, oh, they're going to savage her. This thing will be ruined in no time. And then we get there. And she's like, and I don't know what you're supposed to do when you're a lady. Speaking of being OTR.
Oh, yeah.
She's like.
OTR.
Do you know what that
is? Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Say yes. Yeah. Okay. We can say it for people who maybe don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway. And she was like, and we're in a hotel and we're on a trip to Tahoe. And she's like, and I just went, of course you are. Because we're here in Tahoe, so
in
of course
hotel,
you're.
So of course,
yeah,
you're
we
bleeding.
Could have like amazing sex, and,
right?
Then you were like, "I don't care. Let me at that bloody thing."
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah,
I have to
say,
ask
who
her.
Cares?
I don't. I don't care. I would have done her. I don't think. I think we were like new enough that it was sort of. We can wait.
That can be awkward.
We can wait. Yeah. Let's just wait. No big deal.
Yeah.
We'd already done it before. So it wasn't like we'd never
you
done
knew
it.
It worked and everything.
Yeah, no.
So you it, just made
all
it blow
everything
you and,
fit the way you're supposed to.
Made her
to.
Blow you.
Made her. Yeah. So what I did was I just pushed her head like she was like fighting back really hard. But
you
I
grabbed
like,
her by her ponytail.
You do.
You'll suck this dick if it's the last thing.
Open your mouth. Open. Open it.
No teeth.
No, none of that happened.
This just went.
Got dark. It went a little bit dark.
Well, I mean,
I
made her give me a blowjob.
Well,
what is
you
that?
You took her on a trip. I mean, you know.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. you get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I just, her butthole wasn't bleeding until I was done. Then it did.
Blood.
Anyway, let's get to that story. You've got something you need to read us. Let's do it because we're going to end up not getting to anything.
Like usual, right. Okay, last week on the show, did we talk about the woman in her 40s who had remarried and the sex is so boring with her husband?
Yeah, I didn't know about the remarried.
Well, whatever it was. She's in a relationship
yeah,
with someone.
Yeah, I don't think they remarried.
They like each other.
We said don't tell him. We said don't
yes.
tell
okay.
him, right?
All right, so great. So yeah. that you were on that show. Then I'm going to okay, read yeah. you. This is a response from people who also have a very boring sex life.
Oh.
And they have
oh
some thoughts
God.
On this.
Sad.
Get a new actually, relationship.
I don't know if that's true.
Sometimes you can't, man.
By the way, they're
sometimes
writing.
Sometimes you got kids and you're just like, what happened to us?
They're writing together.
Oh, they're together these, writing that our yes. relationship sucks.
No, oh.
They're not saying it sucks. They're actually saying we gave the wrong advice, though.
Oh, okay.
So here's
okay.
their thoughts on it.
We'll all be right. the judge.
I'm writing this response with my husband. I'm sure he's thrilled. As we are both listeners and love to listen to The Secret Show together. With regard to the woman in her 40s who wrote in last week, we have some thoughts as a couple to this woman's dilemma.
Okay.
First of all, we want to congratulate her on finding this wonderful partnership after her divorce. Finding love and such a great partnership after failed relationships is hard, but when you succeed in that, life couldn't be better. Our situation's similar. We found each other later in life. I'm in my 50s and my husband's in his 40s. We too have a great connection and just love our time together as a couple. Our sex life was so amazing and exciting at the beginning, but of course, like everything else in life, it changes and transforms, and we just took it as it came. I think that's just like code for it's boring now. Where we both... I mean, I'm reading into it. I'm reading between the lines. Yeah. And I'm also kidding. Don't worry. I'm sure you're very exciting. Where we both disagree with your bad advice is that of not telling her husband of her challenges. We think she should tell her husband, and here is why. We don't think her lack or absence of sex drive is her husband's fault. It's also not her fault. We think it's simply something going on in her body, blame Mother Nature, that she may be able to treat. We think she should have a conversation with either her OBGYN or go directly to an endocrinologist. It could be a hormonal deficiency that can be corrected naturally or through medical intervention. When I was in my 40s, I had an issue with my pituitary gland, and after many years of no sex drive, I was diagnosed, treated, and my sex drive returned. I'm not saying that your listener has the same problem, but the point being her problem could be treatable. Also, she could be going through perimenopause. All that said, we think this is a conversation that she should be having with her partner. We think it's okay to tell him that she thinks her body's going through something that is affecting her sex drive. This is in no way a reflection on him and how she feels about him. His knowing this will hopefully give the insight he needs to be able to face this challenge side by side with her as a couple rather than being kept in the dark through fake orgasms and all. We wish them the best. We also want to tell your listeners out there with kids, life, there is life after kids. We are 100% living our best lives with our kids grown and out of the house, and that includes our sex life. It does take work, But again,
it does take work, but the best kind of work.
Yeah. We've been working on it for 10 Christmas is not now. That work needs to involve both partners understanding the challenges.
Said the guy who just married J-Lo in Georgia. Jesus Christ, dude.
He's got a new job now, and I'm going to do some work over here. All the best, Sue and Kirk.
So, all right.
There
well,
you go.
First off, good for them.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm.
it is work.
The best kind of
every
work.
Every single day. I don't know. I think she's right that it's with us women, like, it can be a lot of hormonal things, but I still think you can go to the doctor privately.
I actually, that jumped out at me too. Yeah. I thought the same thing, which you don't have to tell him until after you know it's your body or a hormonal thing, and then you can say,
hey, I haven't been that into but I'm trying this new stuff.
And here's the thing, and I don't know her husband, and he could be a really understanding guy, but most men, like, even if you say it's not you, like, they're going to take it. They're going to feel like...
I'm not turning you on.
Yeah, like, that's how it is. Like, I don't know. I just feel most men will put that on themselves, and then that could cause a whole other strain. So I think, like, maybe... going and canceling things out or perhaps finding out what it is and then telling him could be a lot better. But she could have a really good dude who's like, let's get through this together. The problem is most men are not like that.
So delicate. Such delicate flowers. You boys.
You emotional fucks.
Well, listen. I'm trying to fuck your brains out here. Can you stop talking and let me just pound away?
Act like you like it. What?
Every time you're having sex, that's what you're thinking, right? Is she into this? Is she faking it? Does she really like it? Like, once it gets into the guy's other head, then it's a mess.
No, I think what you said is really smart. Like, you go check out physically that whether or not it's something that could be easily repaired. You know, I mean, sometimes there's ways that you could get yourself, whether it's what, estrogen or whatever you might take that would be
whatever.
A supplement that would put you in a better spot. If that doesn't work,
a surgery, God forbid it be the dude. So it's got to be us.
Well, it could. That's the thing. I feel like it might be him in that she's not into him that way. Like, I think some people are like,
I'm done fucking you.
I'm just done boning in general.
Yeah, maybe. Like, although, then those people break up, and you always hear this from like divorcees. They go crazy, and then suddenly they're into sex again, and then they find themselves in a relationship, and all that sex drive goes away again.
Well, then they
just back to normal.
Yeah,
that's a mental. It's purely the excitement and
right.
That's on them.
Well,
that's
it's like
all.
That
the
lady.
Honeymoon stage.
Oh man,
yeah.
Listen, V. On Friday we talked to this lady. She's
she's awesome.
Uh-huh. She's like a. Like, she sort of sold it that she was a swinger and knew stuff about, like, butt plugs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out she's, like, a lady who, she's like, I don't want to be bored with sex. I want to continue to like sex. I want to fall in love 100 more times.
Yeah, she goes, I want to fall in love 100 more times. I don't want to be, I was in a marriage. I just realized I wanted to fall in love 100 more times.
And
wanted
to do it with the husband.
Try different sex things. And
play parties.
And that's where the conversation was sort of like, I assumed... that the husband dragged her down this path of like, well, let's see other people. Let's have sex in a room full of people. And she was like, no, he didn't. He was willing to do it with me, but I was the one. And I was surprised by that. I usually assume some girls sitting there.
The one man and the man want to share. I think people underestimate, and I'm not saying sex is all...
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Of the relationship. It's not at all. But I truly believe if you are not compatible in the bedroom, it will not work out long term. And I mean that like how often you do it, what you're doing. Like some people can do missionary and they're totally fine. And that's great. But if one wants simple missionary and the other wants to explore and have fun and be silly, like it will kill your relationship. Mm-hmm. Period. End of story.
Agreed.
Like
or
you just stay in the relationship unhappy and don't say anything. Mm-hmm. But most people will leave. You have to be compatible. I think it is such an important part.
I actually think what you just said is almost 100% right, except I don't think most people leave. I think most people stay and write off their sex life as...
Well, that's not what I want.
I'm married to, well, like,
but
no.
I like her.
A person who's married, let's say 20 years now, and now they've got the kids. The kids are grown. They're like, I'd love to have sex, but my wife won't. But here we are. We've got our house. We've got all our stuff.
We've built.
We've built a life. We've got our neighbors and our friends. And so I think that more people are likely to say, I'm just going to stay here. And I'll just jack off when I need to, and that'll be that.
I'll get a hooker at conventions.
Sucks. It does suck, but I think that's more... Look, it takes... And I don't mean this to sound like I'm condoning people leaving their marriage willy-nilly, but I think it takes bravery to say, I'm not happy here. I want to leave. And that's like, you've got your life built. You do. You're basically... taking the cartoon TNT and blowing the whole thing up and starting over, depending on where you are in your life, that takes real bravery.
Yep. It's hard to start
over. I think
over.
It's better in the end.
I do, too.
Maybe.
I agree.
It's going to be hard and a shit show, but I don't know.
I know one couple, older couple. She was done. She decided, I'm living again. I'm going to go for it. She breaks up with this guy. They get a divorce. They're like in their late 50s. And he's remarried within a year. And she is alone.
Oh.
But is she unhappy?
Yeah. She's miserable. What a bitch.
She miss him?
No, she doesn't miss him. So
but she's just not finding a person to connect with out there.
She never found anybody else. But she was like, ah, that is it. My kids are out and I am done and I am...
I'm not putting up with this
bullshit. Not putting up with this bullshit anymore. Which, there were other things. But I always think, you know, yeah, people think that they're going to have this amazing life. But sometimes you do need to take a look at what you have.
Sure I don't know if it's an amazing life, but I mean, as I always say, like people say to me still like, oh my God, how the fuck are you still single? But I'm like, well,
I know, because you're so amazing.
I can settle. Yeah.
She is amazing.
That's what I said.
Well, they don't mean it like that, but like I don't know. I didn't mean it like I'm an amazing person.
How are you still single?
I meant it more like I'm almost 40 and I'm still alone is really the angle I was taking. But I'd rather, instead of settle, I'd rather be alone. Like,
well, yeah.
I would rather be alone and happy than be like, all right, like, dude, I'm lonely a fair amount. Like, but I'm like, dude, would I rather have someone sitting next to me that I'm like
a drag?
Yeah, like.
Oh, that's her pussy?
Yeah, it's my pussy.
Very well done.
She hasn't talked for a while.
Yeah.
No, I was just reading this article and I didn't actually I meant to bookmark it. I bet I didn't though, but it was about women professionals who are staying single and living their best effing life. It's not necessarily about getting laid, although they can do that, they're talking about how they've got money. They've got a house that's clean and cared for and not then they're not dependent on anybody.
Can we get a dildo collection or what?
And I do think unless you're in the right relationship, you're way better off alone. Way better.
Well, nobody, you know, you can actually be truly miserable.
Yeah.
So why not just like imagine the happiness you've got?
So you're a little lonely when you're actually alone. Imagine being lonely when someone lives in your fucking house with right. you.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Oh, you know that feeling?
Oh yeah. I've hung out, not long-term relationships, but like, you know, maybe you let a dude stick around a little longer because you're fucking bored. And then once they're there, you're like,
I wasn't bored.
Oh my God, dude, get the fuck out of my house. And that's not even like stuck in a relationship shit. You know, that's someone that you maybe were hanging out with or sleeping with, and their presence is just atrocious. But that's
just a drag.
Well, I mean, yeah. You then the right move is adios, amigo.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's just me and Bryn, my vibrator.
Bryn is.
I like that. That's fine.
Bryn is giving me the wrap it up sign. Mm-hmm. So we are going to do
it's
that.
Time.
Vihail, it is always a delight
always
to have you on the show. And to the people
you.
Who wrote in, thank you. And good for you. I think that's great that you got your shit back on track. And to everybody listening, if this was your first one, sorry about using the C word all those times. We don't usually.
I would like to say to Sarah, your impression of V's vagina, spectacular.
Thank you.
10 out of 10. I imagined it sounding a little happier than your impression was.
I can't
was.
Even fake it. That's so sad. I mean, I do please my pussy, so I don't.
You're good at it.
And it's all.
It's not the same.
It's all lasered.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fucking ball.
Jeez. Say that like
this
it's a negative
so
thing. What's wrong with you?
Burns me.
And it hurt. And it's really the only thing I have to think about.
Somebody shut her up with a cucumber already.
Yeah, stick a cucumber in that bitch's mouth.
Dildo or
okay, thank you. Write to Bryn, BRYN @RadioAlice.com.
The end.